Welcome to the Relocation Agent Insider podcast, where we dive into the nitty-gritty of finding and renting your perfect home. I'm your host, Adri, and today we're sharing some insider tips to help you navigate the real estate market like a pro. Tip number one. Very crucial is an answer to your question. What type of accommodation do I need to start with? Do you go with a temporary furnished solution or permanent long-term solution? Both have their pros and cons. Start with thorough research. Look into factors like safety, nearby amenities, school districts, and transportation options. Websites like New Home, Flatfox, Urban Home, Homegate, Comparis and others, plus local real estate agencies, can provide valuable insights into available properties. Tip number two, set a budget and stick to it. Determine how much you can comfortably afford to spend on rent each month, keeping in mind additional expenses like utilities between 200 and 500 Swiss francs, depending on the size of property will add to your bill. Then parking place? If monthly parking isn't mentioned in the advertisement, please ask. Parking place indoor can cost you between 150 to 300 or more. Swiss francs, depends on location. Additional bigger expense like a health insurance and fast internet will add to your monthly bill of spendings. Tip number three. Be aware that properties in central Switzerland do not last online for too long. Set up a search agent. Well, sometime the property is gone before the agent sends you an alert. So, check the market regularly, in the morning, lunchtime, and in the evening. Tip number four. Once you've identified potential properties, act immediately, and schedule viewings to see them in person. In Switzerland, you must see a property in person before renting it. You can do it yourself, or with the help of local relocation assistant, or try to arrange remote viewing. Again here, the openness for a remote tour varies from canton to canton. Now, don't apply for a viewing only by sending generally predefined text. Take a time and briefly introduce yourself. Why do you want to rent that particular property? What is your professional occupation? Who is your employer? Are you a smoker? Do you have pets? Being transparent increases your chances to receive an invitation to view the property. This procedure, highly recommended for any municipality in central Switzerland, especially Canton of Zug. Have you arranged viewing? Congratulations! Here is tip number five. We do not pay any fee for viewing a property. Also, we do not negotiate monthly rent in central Switzerland like in Zug or Zurich, or in French part Geneva, Lausanne, etc. You simply have no power to negotiate. If the landlord receives tens of application forms, he doesn't have to negotiate. In other parts of Switzerland, you may try. When it comes time to discuss terms with the landlord, don't be afraid to ask what is in utilities included, like garden work, winter service, etc. Take note of the property's condition, heating systems, shared rooms if washing machine is in the apartment. If not, ask if you can have one installed. Don't hesitate to ask questions about the rental deposit, 1, 2, or 3 months, or if the rental agreement has a minimum rental period, means if it is locked, ask until when. Tip number six. Now it gets serious. If you like the property, go for it and send the application form as quick as possible to the agent. In Canton of Zug or Zurich, you may fill in the application form right after the viewing. Make sure you can provide a brief CV, copy of your ID, residence permit if available, copy from debt collector registry office, references, and their contacts. If you are applying online, please don't forget to upload necessary documents. Now, you can relax because you've done your best. The landlord or management company has about 14 to 21 days to respond back. Talking from my experience, in most cases they replay back within 6 days. Advice from a professional relocation agent is, if you can, send out several application forms within short time. Hey, you were selected as a tenant? Fantastic, and again, congrats. So here is tip number seven. you will be asked by the agent or landlord if you are still interested in renting that particular property. If you are, please confirm and a rental agreement will be prepared. If you are not interested, because in the meantime you found another apartment, then just say it. There are no fees or charges at this stage. Once you receive rental agreement, read it carefully. Before signing on the dotted line, thoroughly review the lease agreement to ensure you understand all terms and conditions. Pay close attention to clauses regarding rent increases, maintenance responsibilities, and early termination option. If something doesn't seem right, don't hesitate to seek clarification. Build a good relationship with your landlord or property manager. A positive relationship with your landlord can make your rental experience much more enjoyable. By the way, general lease terms conditions in English, German, French, and Italian are available on our website, www.easyrelocation.ch. You are kindly invited to download them. Tip number 8. Protect yourself with a liability insurance. It provides valuable protection for your personal belongings and liability coverage in case of accidents or damage. It's a small investment that can offer significant peace of mind, so be sure to include it in your budget planning. That's all for today's episode. Become a relocation expert. I hope these insider tips help you in your quest to find and rent the perfect property. Be sure to tune in next time or visit our website, www.easyrelocation.ch, for more valuable insights into the world of relocation professionals. Until then, happy house hunting!